Fiona Kelly is back with her second look at this morning's papers.
An increase in the number of cocaine users in Ireland generates the lead story in today's Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail. The new figures from the Health Research Board reveal a 200% increase in the number of people needing treatment for cocaine addiction between 2017 and 2023. And both papers also note the spike in the number of women seeking help in the past 6 years. Last-ditch Aer Lingus talks, but sides remain far apart. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which outlines the terms which the airline and pilots are willing to discuss at today's Labour Court talks. The Irish Daily Star takes a similar line, noting how each side will be attending separate meetings, which prompts the headline, Miles Shy Club. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports that a meeting of Defence Forces generals has been held to assess the number of serving personnel with convictions for gender-based violence. A court case in the UK involving a 37-year-old security guard's sinister plan to abduct and murder television presenter Holly Willoughby generates a lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Sun leads with the line that Donegal O'Callaghan looks set to leave 2FM following the recent departure of Dieran Garrahy and Jennifer Zamparelli. Another broadcaster making headlines is Stephen Nolan. The Irish News leads with the libel case which the BBC Northern Ireland presenter is taking against that paper and journalist Rodney Edwards. Details related to the investigation into the murder of 21-year-old show jumper Katie Simpson in 2020 receives coverage on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. Elsewhere this morning, there's a story in the Times about how a TikTok content creator who posts videos from abandoned buildings filmed death records and what appeared to be discharge reports at St. Loman's Psychiatric Hospital in Mullingar, which closed in 2013. Jack White reports that as a result of the video, the Data Protection Commission is engaging with the HSE about its data management systems. Tadhg McNally has a story about Brian Boru's crown in today's Examiner, where it's reported that Fianna Fáil TD Cathal Crowe has called on the government to work with the Vatican to have the mythical crown of the High King of Ireland returned to the state. Although legend has it that the crown was given to the Pope by a son of Brian Boru, in response to the query, Tánaiste na Mícheál Martin said it is currently unknown whether the crown was ever actually given to the Vatican or indeed whether it even existed, since some historians believe it was merely a metaphor for the Catholic Church's influence over Ireland. Michael McGrath, the man who looks set to become Ireland's next European Commissioner, comes under scrutiny in today's papers. In the Times, Jennifer Bray tells us that the father of seven sat his leaving cert at the age of 16, was the first member of his family to go to college and contested and won his first election at the age of 22. Writing the Examiner, meanwhile, Paul Hosford suggests that he learned his negotiation skills as a young boy when himself and his late father would collect lost golf balls at Monkstown Golf Club in Cork and resell them for £3 for a pound. The Times gives coverage to the closure of Hewitt's newsagents in Monkstown Village in Dublin. In business since 1949, the shop had been run by Thelma and David Hewitt for the past 42 years. Locals organised a party for the much-loved couple on Sunday, and Thelma is quoted in today's paper lamenting how the decline in the demand for print editions of newspapers impacted greatly on their business. And finally, another business held in huge affection by its customers, which shut up shop recently, Simon's Place Cafe on South Great George's Street in Dublin, is the subject of two letters in today's Times on foot of an article Frank McNally wrote about its closure. Bill Murphy from Dublin 15 writes today that he hopes a good home has been found for his favourite item in the cafe, a framed piece of script which read, "Don't tell Bono, he'll only worry."
Thank you, Fiona.